With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump plans to honor his young friend who was murdered Wednesday in Utah. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
A day after the assassination of conservative grassroots leader Charlie Kirk, the president announced he will be posthumously awarding him the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Charlie was a giant of his generation, a champion of liberty, and an inspiration to millions and millions of people.
The 31-year-old Kirk was a major Christian conservative influencer and played a significant role in the Trump presidential campaigns. Greg Clugston, Washington.
More tears throughout the day. Americans marking 24 years since the 9/11 attacks with solemn ceremonies, volunteer work, and many other tributes around these United States. At the Pentagon, President Trump expressed his condolences to the families of the many victims.
The First Lady and I unite with you in sorrow. And today, as one nation, we renew our sacred vow that we will never forget September 11th, 2001.
At the World Trade Center site in New York, the nearly 3,000 victims' names were read aloud. And near Shanksville, Pennsylvania, the ceremony there honored the victims of Flight 93. U.S. Appeals Court panel allowing President Trump's administration to block Medicaid funding to Planned Parenthood while legal challenges continue. Planned Parenthood complains the ruling means more than 1 million people can't use their Medicaid insurance at the clinics. National Hockey League says five players acquitted of sexual assault charges stemming from an incident in 2018 will be able to sign contracts and play in the NHL. This is SRN News. Well, a new poll concerning God and politics.
The Pew Research Center has been asking Americans if they think the Almighty takes a hand on Election Day. When considering the 2024 presidential election specifically, 49% of respondents say they do not believe that God was involved. 32% think President Trump's victory is part of God's plan, but that doesn't mean that he approves of all of Mr. Trump's policies. Those percentages were about the same in 2020. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Federal judge has blocked the administration's attempt to subpoena medical records of children who receive sex change operations or puberty-blocking drugs at various medical facilities. Justice Department says the information is needed to investigate possible fraud or unlawful off-label promotion of drugs. DOJ sent more than 20 subpoenas to doctors and clinics. This is SRN News. Well, following an attempt to secure a bipartisan deal failing, Senate Republicans went nuclear for the fourth time in the Senate's history Thursday to speed up confirmation of the president's nominees. Details from reporter Bernie Bennett.
Republicans have threatened to turn to the nuclear option, which would allow for a rule change with a simple majority vote, to blast through the blockade from Senate Democrats and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. Lawmakers were frustrated that, through the first 8 months of Donald Trump's presidency, not a single nominee had moved through fast-track unanimous consent or voice votes. Senate Majority Leader John Thune argued it shouldn't have come as a surprise to Democrats what Republicans intended to do. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Missouri Democratic Representative Emanuel Cleaver telling state lawmakers that a remapping plan backed by President Trump is opening, quote, serious racial divisions in Kansas City. More details at srnnews.com.